Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Ayin Hey in Kedushin. A home stretch, right? I think a week from today we make a siyum, I think. Okay. We're up to the 12th line on Ayin Hey. Rav Shimon Galil Omer Kol Shatanosa Bito Ataras Anmanusa. We have three different opinions. If a person who's possible to marry a Jewish girl, like a Geramoni, Moavi, Mitzri, Adam, Kutis, etc., if they live with a Jewish girl, whether it be a Bas Kohen, Bas Levi, or Bas Israel, they passel her from Kahuna. She can't marry a Kohen afterwards. A Kohen cannot marry somebody who's a Zona, and a Zona is defined as somebody who lived with somebody she's not supposed to live with. She had to be with somebody she's not supposed to. So the Tanakhama said, they're all possible. Yosi said, no. If he has a possible child, if that union would produce an unfit child, disqualified child, then she is also possible, meaning the mother who took part in the bia could not marry Cohen afterwards. Rav Shimon Galil said, if you can marry the daughter, you can marry the almana. If you can marry the child, you can marry the almana. What does he mean? If you can't marry the daughter, you can't marry the almana. In other words, what he's saying, if any of these, quote, psulim, married the mother, married this woman, is she forbidden subsequently from marrying a kohen? Only if you can't marry the daughter. Now, what are we talking? Yesterday, we explained after giving it to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yossi is a case of Mitzri Sheni, where you can... The Mitzri Sheni, you can marry the Kosher Zara apostle. Mitzri Sheni, the Zara is not apostle, because a Mitzri Sheni, meaning Egyptian who has converted, whose father or whose parents converted, if he's a Jew, right, but he can only marry another Mitzri. Mitzri Sheni, when he marries a Mitzri Sheni, the child is a Shlishi, which is a full Jew, can marry a regular Jew. So there the Nafmina was, there apostle, if the Tzar, there the Tzar is not apostle. So in a case where it was a Mitzri Sheni slept with one of these women, she wouldn't be also to marry Cohen. Why? Because the Zara of that is not apostle. But Rav Shimon Galil says it depends on if you can marry the daughter. Here's the Nafmina. An Ammon and Moabite convert can never marry a regular Jewish person. They could only marry another convert like themselves, or marry a ger, somebody who's not Bekal. But their daughter is a full Jewish, like Ruth HaMoaviyah, right? Amoni Amonis Moaviyos. So Shneim Lo Amdal Mekoin Gadol. Again, Rav Shimon Galil says, if you can marry the daughter, then she's not possible. Well, here you can marry the daughter. And they learn that from Koin Gadol Belmona. Koin Gadol can't marry a mother. Rav Yossi says, if you can go to Belmona Ma, Koin Gadol Belmona Shazaro Posel Uposel. Just like Kohen Gadol, whose children are puzzled, they're halalim. And if a Kohen Gadol sleeps with an amon, it turns into a halala, Av Kol Shazara puzzle, so wherever the children are puzzled, that also puzzles. If Kohen Gadol is like this, if a Kohen Gadol sleeps with an amon, lives with an amon, all their children are puzzled, boys or girls. The boys are halal, the girls are halala. Av Kol Shazara puzzle, puzzled. So, same way, anyone where all their children are puzzled, that passels the wife, the one you slept with. I feel in a cavus. Lapuki ger moni v'movi, excluding ger moni v'movi, a Jewish convert who's an Ammonite or Moabite convert, then a cavus have a cheris, the kosher, the girls are kosher, like we saw with Rus, love of Bakal, domar amoni v'lamonis, moavilo. So therefore, since you could marry the daughter, she wouldn't. So what he's saying is this: if a ger moni v'movi slept with a Jewish woman, a regular Jewish woman, since their child would be kosher, therefore she's also not b'chalal, she's also not possible for marrying a kohen. Again, a zona, somebody, a kohen can marry a zona. What is a zona defined? The accepted definition is somebody who, if she slept with somebody who she's not supposed to sleep with, but amoni v'amoa, since the zera, here he's defining it further, he's saying, according to Shmuel Galil, yes, Ammoni and Moavi are not supposed to sleep with a Jewish girl. But if they did, they don't passel. You know why? Because the child is kosher. Since if they have a daughter, the daughter is kosher to marry a Jew. She's like Rus. Therefore, the mother doesn't become possible for marrying Cohen, as opposed to the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama said, anyone is possible. So any one of these people, Germoni, Tanakhama said, Germoni slept with a Jewish girl, presumably Paul like the Tanakhama, that a Jewish girl, she couldn't marry Cohen anymore. Rav Yossi says, well, Rav Yossi says, not by the case of a Mitzrisheni, because since Mitzrisheni, his Zera is kosher, therefore he doesn't pass the wife. And Shmuel says, even an Ammoni and a Moanis, even an Ammoni or a Moabi, who slept with a Jewish girl, doesn't ruin her from marrying a Kohen. Why? Because since the children, the daughter, would be okay, therefore the mother is not possible from marrying a Kohen subsequently. Everybody's mona by almonas isa. Almonas isa means the almona of a mixture. Isa, we said, is dough, right? With mixture, it's got, you know, flour and water and bran and salt and stuff like that. This is a mixture, and as we're not sure, shepsulka, she can't marry a Kohen. What are we speaking about? Man, Mekel. Why? All these three people, meaning the Tanakh, Rabbi Yosef, and Shmuel, they said different levels of what passes a woman from marrying a Kohen. Afterwards, who's the most cool? Dikmani, Tanoi, from Shmuel, the Kamer Kol, and he said, Kol Shea Tanos, Abito, Atanos, and Musa. If you marry the daughter, you can marry the Amonah. For Kol Shea Tanos, Abito, Atanos, and Musa, Lamute Mai, Lamute Amonas Isa, Shepsula Lakuna. Why? Because you can't marry the daughter. What is the case of Amonas Isa? Moshe, Amonas Isa is like this. You have a man who's a suffolk if he's a halal. Suffolk if he's halal. Rashi says, some Rashi, Amonas Isa, halal shahaisa murevis besfekos, right? Amonas a suffolk halal, Amonas a suffolk halal, shahaisa murevis besfekos, balo ya suffolk, vihi bomikocha, it's like this. How can a person be a suffolk halal? Case like this. A man is married to a woman, right? A man is married to a woman. And he throws her a get. We're not sure if she received it or not. Remember, it was suffer Karov Lo, Karov Lo. Was it closer to him? We're not sure if she's divorced or not. Suffer. Then he dies. Okay, now is she a Grusha or an Omana? We don't know. We don't know. It's indeterminate. We don't know. Now she marries a Kohen. If it's a Grusha marrying a Kohen, the child is a Halal. If it's an Omana marrying a regular Kohen, Kohen Hedya, the child's not a Halal. So that's a suffer Halal. Now, this woman, Rashi says, this woman is an almonas isa. She's the almona of that man, suffolk halal. So her child also would be a suffolk halal, a suffolk halala. And therefore, you can't marry the daughter. A Kohen can't marry the daughter. So therefore, that's what he says, that all these three, even Shingam Leo, who says, if you can marry the daughter, you can marry the mother is kasha lakuna, but if you can marry the daughter, here you can't marry the daughter because she's a suffolk halala. Okay? Excluding from these tanan, hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, Amonas Isa, Shekshayu Lakuna. They say Shekshayu. My time, Havi Svek Svek, Svek Svek Lakula. What's the problem over here? The father, meaning, remember the product of the Kohen who married a Suffolk Rusha, Suffolk Amona, right? That guy is a Suffolk Halal. Now he marries this woman, right? Right? He marries this woman. And this woman, since she's buzz mikocho, she's coming from him, she's a suffolk halala. So it's a svek svek, it's a double suffolk. This is not your traditional svek svek. A svek svek normally is, number one, we're not sure this. And even if you say that, maybe there's another suffolk in it too. It's like a combination of svekas. The way Rashi learns this suffolk isa, amonas isa, that it's really one suffolk. It emanates from the fact that we don't know if this man is a halal or not. He's maybe a ben grusha, maybe he's a ben almana. We don't know. Now, the woman comes mikocha, but if he's a suffolk, the daughter should be no greater suffolk than him. Why does he say it's a svek sveka? So in Rashi and Ksubis, Bach brings it down. Rashi brings another example to make it really a real svek sveka in the traditional sense. What happened over here? This woman, we said, is a suffolk grusha, suffolk almana, right? He sent the guy sent her a get, her first husband threw her a get. We're not sure if she's divorced, if he got closer to her or not. Or closer to him, and therefore, and then he died. Then she married somebody else in between, right? She married a Kohen, right? She married a Kohen within 3 months of the guy dying. Now she gives this birth to this boy. So number one, if this boy is from the second marriage, so he's a suffolk halal. We don't know if she's a grusha or an amana. But it's possible also she's from the first marriage. Maybe she's a Ben Teisha L'Rishon. It's a suffolk Ben Teisha L'Rishon, Ben Zayin L'Achron. Maybe she's from the first marriage, Bechlal. And from the first marriage, if the first marriage, let's say, was a regular Yisrael who was divorcing her, so then there's no problem at all. So it's a double suffolk. Number one, maybe she's from the first marriage. And even if she's from the second marriage, maybe the mother was an Amona, not a Grusha. So that's how he learns it's a Svek Sveker. In any case, all these three rabbis would say that Amona's Isa would still be Osir. right? Because there's a suffolk involved over here, and therefore, if this halal live with her, she can't marry a kohen anymore. Even Shem Gamliel, because Shem Gamliel says you can marry the daughter. Here he says you can't marry the daughter. As opposed to there's other rabbis here, Rabbi Shur and Rabbi Yudim Seira, that say that Amonos is kosher because it's only a svek sveka. Now the Mishnah said, according to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says vadom vadom mater, only a vade mamzer can marry a vade mamzer. A vade mamzer cannot marry a suffolk mamzer. And a shtuki and a sufi we talked about the last couple of days are suffolk mamzer. We don't know what their lineage is. Or maybe you don't rabbi like Rabbi Lezer. That loch is like Rabbi Lezer. That a mamzer can only marry another vade mamzer. No svekas. Kamiskam a Shmuel. So remember the famous thing Rabbi Yudah learned in front of by Rav, and then when Rav died, he went to Shmuel, learned from by Shmuel. So he says, when he said this in front of Shmuel, Amr Li, I understand you. Hillel shown us our yuchsin ol bavel. Hillel learned that 10 yuchsin went up bavel. That's really our Mishnah. Our Mishnah didn't say Hillel. The first Mishnah of the Perek said, so yuchsin yuchsin mi bavel. Why does he quote them Hillel? So some say because Rebbe was a descendant of Hillel, so you give it more power. And some say that you shouldn't think, and from our Mishnah, you would only say that it's maybe it's a what we call a stam machlokas. Our Mishnah said it's stam, and then we had a machlokas. Whether the sveikas could marry sveikas. Same thing would be a sufi or a shtuki couldn't marry one another. A suffolk mamzer can't marry another suffolk mamzer because maybe one is really a mamzer, one's not. Okay, and that's what we said, that la halacha. And we explained yesterday, really, technically based on the pasuk, a suffolk mamzer could marry a mamzer, and a suffolk mamzer could go over a kal, but the mal also be yuchsin. That's the idea of a blazer. But what's the halacha? So Rabbi Yudim Rav said, "Lachzuk Blazer." And when he said in front of Shmuel, says, "What do you mean? He'll learn that Asar Yachsim Bavel Bekulam Matarms Alozeh." He passing that way in the Brisa, not just the Mishnah passing the Brisa. They're allowed to intermarry. But Atom and Lachzuk Blazer, and you say Lachzuk Blazer Lachomra. It's Rabbi Lozer. Shali was the Gerson. The Mishnah is also this question. So either a Blazer or a Blazer, right? Rabbi Lozer. So he protested. So we have this Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says passing like Blazer Lachomra. You know that a Suffolk can't marry a Suffolk. Let's say. And Shmuel said, no, we saw in a Mishnah that the mixed up ones, the Sveikas, could marry one another. So the Morana says, Rami Durava, Rami Shmuel, Shmuel. We're going to ask Kasha, Stira and Shmuel. The Itmar, Arusa Shibra. Now we're talking about Arusa, not a regular Jewish girl who just says, we don't know who the kid is, we don't know who the father is. We're talking about a betrothed girl, Arusa Shibra, that became pregnant. Rav Amar Avlad Mamzer. Now, what does that mean? If she got pregnant and she's betrothed, there's only one way the kid's not a mamzer. If what? If her betrothed one is the one who impregnated her, right? Right? And Ruth's not supposed to live with her husband yet, but if she did, so, you know, so it's not a mamzer because she's married to the guy. She's betrothed to the guy. So it's Jibba. Rav Amar Vlad. Rav says that Vlad's a mamzer. Now, when he says it's a mamzer, it sounds like he says that it's for sure a mamzer, right? What does that mean? So we're going to explain in a minute that he says like this, Havlat Mamzer, we're going to explain, Shmuel Amar Vlad Shuk, the kid is questionable. Rav Amar Vlad Mamzer, Umut Mamzeros. We assume that it's a Mamzer because 99.9999% of all the men of the world that this kid could have come from would have made it a Mamzer because since she's betrothed to one man, if she slept, you know, and she's not living with the guy, so the odds are that came from outside and you could assume it's Vadai Mamzer. Ushmuel Amar, in other words, Umuteres Mamzera, so the Vlad Mamzer, Umuteres Mamzer. Ushmuel Amar, Vlad Shtuki, we don't know. But also Mamzeres, you can't marry Mamzeres. So it sounds like the other way around, right? It sounds like Rav is saying that in a case, we the mice of this one's a suffolk, right? What happened over here? This woman is betrothed. All of a sudden she shows up pregnant one day. Do we know if it's a mamzer or not? We don't know for sure. Yet he says, you can marry a mamzer. You can marry a mamzer. So Rav, who seemed to paskin like Rabbi Lezer, says, no. The only one who can marry a mamzer is another for sure mamzer. Any suffolk can't do that. Well, here it's a suffolk, and he says he considers it like a real mamzer. This kid who's a suffolk, we don't know who the father is, can marry a real mamzer. So he holds not like Rabbi Lezer. And Shmuel says, Vlad Shtuki, Vlad Ramzeres, can't marry Mamzeres, meaning like Reb Lezer. So it's the other way around. Now Shmuel is going against Reb Lezer. Shmuel is holding like Reb Lezer, and Rav is not. So the Gemara says, Eipach, I'll turn it around. Rav Amar Vlad Shtuki. Rav says Vlad Shtuki, and therefore cannot marry a Mamzer, because we cannot marry a real Mamzer, like Reb Lezer. Shmuel says, Havlad Mamzer. And Shmuel says, no, that the Vlad is like a Mamzer. In what sense? That he can marry a mamzer, even though it's only a suffolk, he can marry a mamzer. He goes like Hillel, like our Mishnah. Okay, that's how you're going to learn. So again, Shmuel says the Vajduki, and you see the Rambam Sechon over there also, and as we lechumra, like the Rambam Paskin, we saw yesterday that min haTorah a Suffolk could marry a Mamzer, and a Suffolk could also marry a regular Jew, a Suffolk Mamzer. But we're Machmer.
What would happen if somebody claimed that we're all Suffolk Mamzer now?
Well, we can't go by a claim like that. We have to go by what's in front of us. What's in front of us is we don't know that. We can only go by what you have. What you have is that you look back, you know, your parents were married legitimately and their parents, and that's all you can go by. You can't say everybody's a Suffolk. There's a Suffolk about everything. There's a Suffolk Tumah, yes. That we know. How do we have Suffolk Tumah? Because we touch dead bodies, we go to funerals, and there's no mechatos, there's no basic mikdash mitaharas. That's a pretty good, pretty strong Suffolk. But a Suffolk Mamzer, you don't make up a Suffolk Mamzer. You know, you can't just make that up. Tarti Lamali. Now, what do we know about the cases for? We just said in our Mishnah, we just said before, Rabbi Yehuda Rav says, halachic Reb Lezer, and Shmuel says, halachic is not like Reb Lezer. So why did they have to argue also in the case of Arusa, Sheibra, Rav, Amr, Vlad, that the Vlad is not a Mamzer, Vlad is a Shtuki, in the sense that what? That he possibly could, they can't marry a Mamzer, and Shmuel says, no, the kid could marry a Mamzer, same achlokas twice, Tarti Lamali Tzricha. In our Mishnah, we paskin like Reb Lezer. In that case, most people are kosher. The girl was presumably a pnuya; she wasn't married, and therefore, there he says, you know what? That if she's pregnant, in other words, if she's got a kid, and we don't know who the father is. We can assume that the kid's not a mamzer because it came; she wasn't pregnant, so I mean, she wasn't married. So therefore, the odds are it came from somebody's kosher that the kid's not a mamzer. Well, if a woman is pregnant, you don't assume that it's a mamzer. The only way it's a mamzer is if she got pregnant from a mamzer, right? Somebody like that, or she married, committed incest. But normally, most people would not make her a mamzer. So there, Rabbi Rav says, since that kid is probably not a mamzer, therefore he can't marry a real mamzer because he's probably not a mamzer. Rav Chaimitzel of Elasim Rob Sumatzel. But in the case of a woman who is engaged to be married, so almost it's a billion to one that the kid's a mamzer. Because the only way it's not a mamzer is if her fiancé impregnated her. So maybe he's motive to Shmuel, this kid is probably a mamzer, and therefore could marry a real mamzer. Kamash Shmuel, no, that he doesn't say it. Unless it's a body mamzer, you can't marry a mamzer. Well, how come, Rabbi, if you tell me the second case, Rabbi Shum, the Ekel Mesobarus. You know why you could say, Rav says that in the case of Arusa Shibra, that the kid, Rav says that the kid, could marry a mamzer, right? Rav says that the way we turned it around, Rav says that Havlad Shtuki, that the Vlad Shtuki is a Suffolk. You know why? Because probably if she's engaged, she probably got pregnant from the fiance. Of a boy, Moda Shmuel, but in the case where there is no fiance, maybe he's Moda to Shmuel that the kid is considered like a mamzer and could marry another mamzer. Can marry a mamzer, even though he's only a Suffolk. So therefore, it's Tzricha. Therefore, he tells you both cases. Well, I'll tell you right, don't turn around. Well, my mamzer to come Rav, and Rav said that the kid's a mamzer, and sounds like he could marry a mamzer. No, Lab doesn't mean to mutter himself, El Dosser Bas Yisrael. When he says that the kid's a mamzer, not that he's really a mamzer, and it's really Rav Paskin like Reb Lezer, that any Suffolk cannot marry a mamzer, a Suffolk mamzer can't marry a mamzer, a Suffolk mamzer can't marry a regular Bas Yisrael. When he said the kid's a mamzer, it doesn't mean that he's vade a mamzer, can marry a mamzer. It means that he's a mamzer in the sense that he can't marry Bas Yisrael. With Shmuel or Vlad Shtuki, the usher Bas Yisrael. And Shmuel says, he's Vlad Shtuki, what does he mean? He also means the usher Bas Yisrael. It means that a Shtuki can marry an Asufi or a mamzer or an Asin or any of the other problematic lineages, but he can't marry Bas Yisrael. So if that's the case, according to this epoch, you're saying that Rav and Shmuel both say that the kid's Shtuki. Or that they're both usher Bas Yisrael. Rav says that the kid is a mamzer in what sense that he can't marry Bas Yisrael. And Shmuel says the Vlad Shtuki in the sense that he can't marry Bas Yisrael. Yochi, Hainut, Rav, they're both saying the same thing. That they're both saying that the kid can't marry Bas Yisrael. Elamai Shtuki doesn't mean that. Mishasim don't mean in Kuna. That's what he means. Shtuki means that he can't let him marry a coin. Of course, he can't let the kid marry a coin. Pshita hashtu midin Yisrael mishakin. He can't marry Bas Yisrael, so midin kunim by suni can't marry a coin. Elamai Shtuki mishaskin lemin asiyavim. He can't. You don't let him have any. You don't let him have a share in the inheritance of his father. So pshita midin one. We don't know who the father is. How can he say he can't inherit the father? Let's look at the toughest. He claimed that, you know, that is his father. Let's say he went to the Orus, who is the presumed, you know, father of the child, let's say. And then eventually the guy died and he took a share there. He grabbed something. So the chiddush is that even though he grabbed something, we take it away from him because he has no rights there. We don't know. He has no claim that he's the son of that man. You check him out, like we saw the last penny of the Mishnah. Shabbat, you know, as you can check his mother. It means, Shtuki just means that we check out the mother, we interrogate her, and if she says she got pregnant by a kosher person, she's believed. The Gemara, come on, Grimliel, is that the same as Grimliel? That, like, Grimliel holds that, we had that
she just is in general, but she doesn't say who?
Right. She says it was a kosher person. He says, you know, we're going to have it now. That goes to Grimliel. Homer Shmuel Chadazim. Shmuel already said that. What's Shmuel telling me that the halach is that he's a shtuki in the sense that you have to check him out? Shmuel already said that. The time we had this case yesterday, also adding service. Let's say a woman who was known to be single. Hey, what's going on? You're pregnant. What's going on? Where did this kid come from? Says Miish Ploni v'Kohenim, from a certain man. Is called. I don't know if Ploni means that she's identifying Yankel. She's just saying that, you know, from a certain man who's kosher. Again, Kohen doesn't mean literally a priest. Means Kohen. She's believed. Rabbi Shomer ain't anonymous. Rabbi Shua says, remember, we don't live from her words. Shmuel says, so we already know that Shmuel passed like Grimliel. So what's he telling me over here? Also, Shtiki, check him out. Srikad email some. If you tell me over there, we're on the first of the widest lines on the page. Srikad email some. Avi Minahasam Rov Ksheir Metzla. There, most people are kosher because she's a Pnuya. Avalacha the Rov Psula Metzla. But over here, this case where she was betrothed, most people are apostle. Aimelo, I might think she's not believed. Srikad, therefore, he tells me he's believed here too. Tanya. Now we come to a new topic. The Chen of Lezer Omer Kuti Lo Yisa Kutis. We had in the Mishnah about a Kuti. So a Kuti is not like, we're going to see there are different opinions, what is a Kuti? We know that these were the Kutians who Sancheira brought and they lived in Samaria and all that. But what's their source? Are they Jewish or not? What's their question? So they're basically besuffic. So now, V'chein Rav Lezer Omer, Rav Lezer also says, presumably Rav Lezer is talking about, you know, this, if it's the same Rabbi Lezer of the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer Mishnah, that only a Vadai Mamzer can marry another Mamzer. A Suffolk and a Suffolk, or a Suffolk and a Vadai, they cannot marry one another. And who are those Fakus? We said Shtuki, Asufi, and Kuti. And Rabbi Lezer says also a Kuti cannot marry another Kuti. It's as if to say, they're a Suffolk cannot marry a Suffolk. Why? Because one might. Okay, we're going to talk about that. It's not because of a sardor, because we're going to compare it to a ger with a sardor. We're going to compare it to that. But what's the idea where a kuti can't marry a kutis? Because it's possible the one is a kosher Jew. We'll call him a kosher Jew. One's not a kosher Jew, right? Because it's a question about their lineage. Rashi says, Rashi helps out a little bit over here. Yeah, the Rashi is not over here, but there's Rashi. She's a session of Yisrov, and Nirin Kisrov also. So, okay. As Rashi also explains it. So, Kuti lo yisa kuti. Session mirrors. My time. What's the reason why he came here? Amar Yosef Asu kigir la'achar asar doors. He made him like a gear after 10 doors. Now, don't confuse a mamzer about asar doors, because asar doors in the Torah says, Lo yavolo gam dor asiri lo yavolo b'kal Hashem doesn't mean, you know, the apikorsim or the ignoramuses, the maratzim say that a mamzer after 10 generations could mix it. Not so. A mamzer can never marry lo b'kal Hashem la'olam. But there's a rule that the rabbi said that a ger after 10 doros, Amar Bios asuki ger la'achar asar doros, the tiny ger ara asar doros mutar mamzeres. Remember we said we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, right? Not like your blessed. We pass in Rabbi Yossi that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres. Why? Because kahal gerim lo ikri kahal. So he said a ger out of sardaros mamzeres. What does that mean? We're going to have different opinions about that, because you could say only the ger himself, not his children, right? We're going to have different opinions. A ger marries a gyoris. What's their child? Their child, you could argue, is a Yisrael and cannot marry a mamzer. But he held there's an opinion that a ger out of sardos, as long as it's a ger marrying a ger all along, there's no zeri yisrael mixed up in there. Ger out of sardos mutar mamzeres. Mikan va'elach afterwards osur mamzeres, can't marry mamzeres. Why osur mamzeres? And Rashi explains here. Rashi tells us why. Lachar says because once they've been around for 10 generations, nobody remembers anymore. In other words, It could vary. Let's say your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was a ger. Would anybody know it today? You've forgotten about it. Nobody knows 10 generations ago. You might have checked it up, but everybody assumes you're a regular Jew, that there's no problem. Hey, a regular ger can marry a Jew also, but I'm just saying that that after 10 generations, they don't allow a ger to marry a mamzeres. Why? Because even though halachically menatorah you could, if let's say it was only geirim, let's say there was a community of only geirim, geirim married geirim all the way down, technically they could all marry mamzerim according to this opinion, but he says after 10 generations, don't. Because after 10 generations, nobody knows who's a geir, they just assume he's a regular Yisrael, and if that person marries a mamzer, they'll think a regular Yisrael can marry a mamzer too. That's what he says. So therefore he says over here also, a kuti shouldn't marry a kutit because they'll assume one of them could be really Jewish, right, a regular Jew, and they'll assume that they can marry a Suffolk, like a Suffolk mamzer.
So it's not a kuti, it's a
Suffolk. Not a kuti, no. But here, a kuti is a Suffolk of what he is. That's the problem. Kuti is a Suffolk of what he is.
We'll see. He's a
Suffolk. No. We're saying the reason that he did it is they made him like a ger, not that he's a ger. He says, asu kiger lachar saras. In other words, that not that it's really osur, but it's a Suffolk and people will get confused and therefore they'll allow it. My time, Rabbi Yosef, Asuki Gelachosaurus, the tiny Gerasachosaurus, Mutumazaras, Adasaurus, Mizikamir Mamzer, Kambechosum Zes, Vieshomer, Achishtaka, Shemos Kumpina. No, you can only marry a Mamzer as long as, there's still Avodah Zarah in the family, they still have a few idols around. You know, the family hasn't gotten rid of the Avodah Zarah altogether. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abai, Midami, how can you compare it to a Ger? That's exactly the question. Midami, Hosom Ger Yoshon Mamzeras Chadasha. There, what's the problem? The ger has been around for many generations, and people think he's a regular Jew. And he says he's marrying a mamzeres who's like a new mamzer. We know this girl's a mamzeres, whatever the reason she's a mamzeres. So therefore, we don't want to allow a ger, 11th generation ger, to marry a mamzeres, even though technically Metatar could be mutter, because people will think. Amri, awesome ger yashon says Amri bar Yisrael. People think he's a regular Yisrael. The kanasom mamzeres. Hachi ividi kiadani. But here they're both the same. What's the problem over here? How can you compare? You see, Mike, that's your point. How can you compare a case of a kuti to a kutis compare that to a ger of a 11th generation ger marrying mamzeres? If by Geirim Yishanim they assume that this guy is in, they'll be mashed, also be kashas. So the two are not the same. It's apples and oranges. So people assume that. What does this have to do with this case? So therefore, how can you compare? If you want to say that kuti is like a ger yashem, like if that's what you're defining a kuti, like is a ger who's been in many generations. So if they hold him to be a regular Israel, they hold him to be Israel also. So what do you mean? What's this idea? Why did this kuti also make us? Elkias Rav Dimi Amar Blazer Dimi Kamer Shmuel. He said Amar. He said like this. Rav Blazer Savol like Rav Shmuel. You know why Rav Blazer says that a kuti cannot be a kuti? He holds like Rav Shmuel, and we'll see what Rav Shmuel says in a second. Rav Shmuel Savol like Rav Shmuel Zekiba. Rav Elazar Savak Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Kutim Geri Oysen. There's a question: what were the Kutim? What was their source? He says, no, they were forced. They let out lions against them, and they forced them. They were forcibly converted. Therefore, they're not really Jewish, and therefore they're like Goyim. Rabbi Shmuel Savak and Rabbi Shmuel holds the Rabbi Kiva. Amar Rabbi Kama Rabbi Sisra Levad Mamzer. Remember, Rabbi Kiva holds the one that any los say, if you're over in a los say Goy is not supposed to live. Like you shouldn't live with a Goy, shouldn't live with an Eved. And therefore, the kid is a mamzer from there. We don't pass like it, but he holds that way. So therefore, he says, you know what? The problem over here is these kutim were originally goyim. Well, when the goyim live with Jewish girls, the kid's a mamzer. Therefore, there's mamzerus in their lineage. That's the problem. So the Gemara says, we misal v'kav shmol v'shmol k'rav kiva. How can say v'shmol z'kav kiva? Amar b'yachar misham v'shmol menav v'kham avrababa. How do you know that an eved k'chavim or an eved who lived with a kahana Israel, a via basral, any Jewish girl, shepostul, she passes her from marrying a kohen. Shemer bas kohen, poskes bas kohen kisi el managush. Remember, if a bas kohen who normally can eat truma, she marries a Yisrael, she can't eat truma anymore. Let's say she became an almana, she got that marriage ended. Vizerinline, she has no children from the Israel. What's the pasuk go on to say? Vishava el beis avi kenresh, she can go back and eat truma. Remember we had, she can go back and eat truma, she can't eat matanos kunim. Okay, but she can eat truma. Zvezer ain't law. Mishi esh lomanos agrushin, where does she go back and eat truma if if from the marriage to Yisrael, she's an almana or a grusha, meaning there was a marriage there. Yatzav chavim ve'evet she'en almanas v'grusha. Excludes if she lived with an evet or a chavim, she doesn't go back into tshuva because she's not an almana or grusha. There's no marriage over there. Yisach chasol kibbe, if he also kibbe kiva, that holds to what? That the kid's mamzer from that union. Hashta mamzer ave, if the kid produces a mamzer, mifsul b'asim b'as, certainly should be puzzled. I don't need a puzzle to say, how do you know that if a bas kohen slept with a goy, she can't eat tshuva anymore? How do you know? Because it says bas kohen, ki si almana grusha v'zerein la. If she's an almana and grusha, the guy's supposed to have. What are you talking about? If that union produces a mamzer, certainly that would prohibit her from eating truma. So therefore, it can't be that a Bishmol holds like a Bekiva, but rather don't say Bishmol holds like a Bekiva, but say we're trying to interpret Rabbi Lazar. How does Rabbi Lazar say that a Kuti shouldn't marry Kutis? He said he holds like a Bishmol who says that they weren't really Gerim, that they were forced. And Bishmol holds like a Bekiva. Don't say Bishmol holds like a Bekiva, say Rabbi Lazar holds like a Bekiva. Ella, Rabbi Lazar sub like a Bishmol, don't be Kutim Gerasin, this sub like a Bekiva. In other words, it's enough to say that Rabbi Lazar holds like a Bishmol and a Bekiva, not a Bishmol holds like a Bekiva, but Rabbi Lazar holds like a Bishmol and he holds like a Bekiva, sub like a Bekiva. Okay. So therefore, we understand, why is a kuti aser to marry a kutis according to this opinion? Why can't a kuti marry a kuti? Why? Because one of them may be a mamzer. Here's what Rashi tells us. I was looking for the Rashi here. Sovel kiva, right, where the lines get narrow in Rashi. Right, sovel kiva, da'achai v'lavin hein, hilkach kuti lo yisa kutis. You know why? The tarvayu sveiki mamzerim. They're both suffik mamzer. Why? The yeshlom v'kolechem, on each one you could say, hu ba miyisraelis and islav k'chav. Right? Why is Navi Kachavim? Why? Because the Kuti weren't really converted properly. So therefore, when they mixed in with the Jews and they married Jewish girls, what's the product of that union? A mamzer. Okay, possibly. But it could be that the Kuti married another Kuti. Right? And therefore, if let's say you had Kutis stayed within the Kuti groups all along, then there's no problem. They can intermarry. They're not really they're goyim. But this they say Kuti couldn't marry Kutis because one of them may be a mamzer and one of them may be not. The Yeshlom Mecholechem Mayim Hu Ba Misrael San Islav Kachavim Variu Mamzer Vezu Ba Mikuti VeKutis Meolam. And this one comes from a goy. So therefore, a kuti should marry a mamzer because meolam minami ipchor. The other way around is we don't know who they're. Each one is a suffolk mamzer. Maybe this is a suffolk mamzer, and the other one is not a suffolk mamzer. So you can't marry. So that's why a kuti shouldn't marry kutis because one is a goy and one is a suffolk mamzer. That's what he's saying. Where says me suvel or a blazer kerbekiva? Does he even hold like a bekiva? This all works. It goes like a bekiva. Therefore, the kids and moms are from that union. Do you remember we had in Yavamas? What does Beisul say at the beginning of the? We said like this. Remember that if your daughter falls to you, Yibam, your daughter was married to your brother died with no children, your daughter falls Yibam. What's halach? Of course, you don't marry your daughter, right? That's what about a co-wife? What about your brother had another wife? So that's also potter. Beshami doesn't agree. Beshami says no. You can make Yibam on the co-wife. You can make Yibam on the co-wife. It's a whole problem because if you according to Beshami, if you marry Yibam on the wife, Beisul will hold that kids and mamzer from that union because they suffer shlo makom mitzvah. Okay, but he said Ve'amar Blazer Apishnach Beshami Beisul Betzaros Modim She'ein Mamzel Misha Yisuri Yisra Erev Vanishkaris. The moda that a mamzer is only from Isser Arva or Anushkaris, meaning where it's Anushkaris, not from Isser Lav. So you see that he doesn't hold, Rabbi Lazar doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva. Ella, so you can't give that first answer. Ella ki Asa Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael. First, this was Rav Dimi, right? First one was Rav Dimi, and he came from Eretz Yisrael. When Rabin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, this is a pshat. Amr Rav Kiva, Rabba, Amr Biyachin. He said the name of Rav Yochin, who was the Mard Asher in Yisrael. Some say it was Rav Barab Zavda, Amr Rav Chanina, Amr Rav Yaakov Baridi, Amr Rav Shum Malevi, Shalosh Machlokas. There was the three Machlokas over here. Rav Shmuel Sover Kutim, Geri Arayasim. Shmuel says that they were Geri Arayasim. But Kohanim Shit, when the Kohanim who got mixed up with them, Kohanim Sum, their Apostle. Shinem Pasuk says, Vayaslo, Hem Pasuk in Tanakh says, Vayaslo and Miktsosam, these Kutim, from part of them, like Miktsasam, Kohani Bamas, they were made the priests of the high places. What does Miktsosam mean? From the thorns, like the bad ones among them. Because they were goyim. They were basically, they were gerei rois, they weren't really kosher, and the Kohen mixed them, therefore, they were no good. That's why he apostled them, they're no good. Rabbi Kiva suffer, so that's Rabbi Shmuel's shita, right? And we said that he doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva, but he can hold like Rabbi Shmuel, right? That's Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, that the Kohanim there were pasul because they were also not really Jewish. Rabbi Kiva Sofer Kutim Geirim Emesan. No, he held that they were legitimate Geirim. They were what we call a Ger Tzedek. They accepted Judaism. Ufa Kohanim Shemim, Kohanim Shemim, and the Kohanim who got mixed up with them are also Kohanim Shemim. Now, if the Ger was, how can they be a Kohen? The point is that there were Kohanim who married them. That's the point, right? Kohanim families who married them were Kohanim Shemim by Yishenemar. Vayasul Miktosam Kohanim Bemos Vamar Racham Rachan Amir Yochanan Min Hak. The Ger says Min Haktzinim Shemim. Ktzin means like the choice people, the nobles, the best ones, like the captain. You know, Amir Yochanan Min Haktzinim Shemim, from the best ones among them. That's what it means. That pasuk means Vayasul Miktosam, from the best ones Kohanim Bemos. They were good. So why weren't they allowed? Why did they say you can't marry a Kuti? If they were good Jews, they were converts and they were good people. They show you miyabim esarusos upotrim esanasuos, because they darshan one thing wrong. They meant well, but they darshan one thing. They were miyabim arusos, which is the halacha. Let's say Reuben and Shimon are brothers. Shimon dies with no children, and he had a wife, but if she wasn't right, she was only betrothed, right? Is there yibim? Yes, there is. There is even there too. So miyam suas, but they would pot to the nesuas. If they were fully married, they say you don't have to make yibum. That's no good. Prabhupada says, in other words, they say, why? My dashi, what are they dashi? Well, CS is a chutzal izar. The one on the outside shouldn't be izar, meaning, CS is a chutzal izar. The one on the outside, the one who's not fully married, the betrothed one, she shouldn't marry out. She should perform yibum, right? So hachti yas v'chutza, he lo CS shouldn't be yasha. Aval hachti lo yas v'chutza, the one who wasn't outside, the one who was already married, she can marry on the outside. Therefore, he said basically he was saying that he was matra every yavama who was married l'shuk. He says she doesn't make yibum. You only make yibum if they were betrothed. But if they were fully married, you don't make yibum. So therefore, they asked him because they darshan that way. So therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva, this is Rabbi Kiva shita. They are mamzerim. Why? Because since a Yavama who was married to the brother, and the brother died now, she's supposed to make either Yibum or Chalitza. If she marries somebody on the outside of the Shuk, the kid's a Mamzer. So therefore he says, you know why? You know, the original Kutim were Geri Emes, but because they messed up in this one Halacha, they were a lot of Mamzerim among them. Right? Rabbi Kiva Tamedom, Yesh Mamzer Mechai V'Lavin. The Yesh Omrim, so that's we had Rabbi Shmuel's opinion and what the Kutim were. He says they were B'chal no good. They weren't really Jewish. Rabbi Kiva says they were Jewish, but they messed up. The third of him, Yesham Lefisha'im Bekiyim Beduktikim Mitzvahs. Shh. Lefisha'im Bekiyim Beduktikim Mitzvahs. They're not careful. They're not careful. They're not particular. They're not well versed in the particulars of the mitzvahs. Okay, Man Yesham, who is the Yesham? I'm Ravidi Baravan. Rabbelezri. That's Rabbelezri. You want to know what's Rabbelezri's opinion? He says, Rabbelezri. What's his opinion? Why he doesn't allow Kuti to marry Kutis? Because they're not careful. The Tanya. Matzahs, how do we see? Where does he see his opinion about the Dikim Mitzvahs? Matzahs Kuti Materas Vada Mitzvah Chosvahs Pesach. Tanakama says that a matzah of a kuti, you don't have to worry. There's no chametz in there. Not only that, you could be yotze the chov on the first night of Pesach, when not only is the matzah have to be without chametz in it, but it also has to be shmura l'shem the mitzvah of matzah. You know, so Rabbi Lazar Oser. Rabbi Lazar Oser. He says no. V'shem b'kiyim b'dukim mitzvahs. They're not careful in that thing. They know about chametz, but they're not careful about matzah shmura. So Rabbi Lazar says. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "Kol mitzvah shechziku b'kutim harbi medak mitzvah mitzvah." Any mitzvah that they did accept upon themselves, they were more careful even than the Jews. Okay, well, so the point over here is we have these three opinions. We have Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds, why shouldn't the kuti marry kuti? Because they're not careful with mitzvahs. So what's the point of being careful with mitzvahs here? You tell me, matzah, okay, they're not careful with the shmura. Tefillin, they don't know how to make them right. What's the problem over here? Either married or not married. You're allowed to marry or not. They're not careful with the rules of Kedushin and Gerushin. So they might think that somebody who was really married was not married. They said, no, it wasn't a proper marriage. She'll go marry somebody else, and then you'll have Mamzerim. There's a fourth opinion over here. You know what the problem is with the Kutim is? They had Mamzerim got mixed up over there. So he says, why do you tell me a mamzer from an incest with a brother, with a sister, and a mamzer from an ashes ach? Why do you mention those? My kamashman, why mention? Just say mamzer. They have mamzer mixed up there. My kamashman, yesh mamzer, mechai v'lav, mechai v'kris. What do you mean to tell me that a mamzer is only from chai v'kris, is not from chai v'lav, that it's from chai v'kris, is not only from chai v'nisus bezin, but even from krisus? So Nes Nechada just mentioned one of them. The answer is Maaser Shoyi Kachoya. He's just telling you that there happen to be two cases. One of a mamzer who committed incest with a sister, and that was a Jew lived with a sister, and that made a mamzer, and that mamzer got mixed up with the kutum, and that's why they got mixed up among them. So they're all Suffolk mamzer. As we know that in this community there was a Suffolk mamzer, and there was another mamzer also from the Eishesach. That a man married his sister-in-law. Both of them, they produce a mamzer. Rav Amar, Eved v'Shifcha n'Savra. No, the reason that there's a suffix is because there was an Eved and a Shifcha got mixed up then. Again, Isurim, Mishamayim, Mishim, Shifcha. If an Eved married a Jewish girl, right, would convert it properly, the kids are full Jew. An Eved above the kids are Yisrael. So what's the problem there? The problem is there's a Shifcha. So Nisnechada just mentioned the Shifcha. Ma'isa Shoyi Kachoyi. In other words, what happened with some of those Jews, some of those Jewish Kutians married a Shifcha, and the kid is now an Eved, and therefore this went on and on and on. So all the girls from that union, you know, the girls down and down, would make all avadim, and therefore they stayed away from them. That's why Sir Blazer held that a Kuti shouldn't marry a Kuti, because he held there's a suffix, they're not the Kian in Lishma, they're not the Kian in Lishma, they're not the Kian in Hilchos Gerish and Gittin, and we're afraid, therefore, that a Mamzer could have been produced. Nachman said, no, that we know that there were Mamzerim there. Rabbah says, we know that there were Avadim there. So there's several reasons why there was a problem with Kutim and why they couldn't marry one another. All right, tomorrow. They marry. So he said they can marry. If they can't marry, they could marry a ger. Marry a ger. A ger. All right. They can marry a ger. Right.
The wife
of okay. So we'll start tomorrow. Tomorrow's Thursday. We'll start at the regular time because we get down to the Mishnah. But we'll see about Friday. Friday probably we'll start a little bit earlier.